up the resistance. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. That's the message from Ukraine's president as Russian forces press on with their offensive. Fighting reported today on the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv, and in the devastated city of Mariupol, officials say Russians shelled a mosque where 80 people had taken shelter.
This is all part of Vladimir Putin's scorched earth campaign against this country. So far, he shows no intention of stopping, despite the fact that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said there has been some progress in trying to open humanitarian corridors for civilians who want to get away from this shelling and this bombing that has really plagued Ukraine over the past 17 days. New satellite images are an indication that some of the destruction and damage we've seen in other cities like Mariupol and Kharkiv could soon be coming to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. The satellite image is actually capturing artillery units sitting about 18 miles outside of the capital, firing off yesterday.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv. President Biden authorizing an additional $200 million in security assistance for Ukraine. This coming after the White House rejected an offer from Poland to give a fleet of fighter jets to the U.S. for Ukrainian forces.
It's likely to come up next week when the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will be making his trip to Europe. He's going to be going to NATO headquarters in Brussels. We expect him to talk a lot about what else can be done to boost Ukraine's fighting forces. But officials here are not giving an exact readout of every weapon shipment going in. They just say it is continuous, including this weekend.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the Pentagon. The outrage over the invasion spreads to the world of sports.
The English Premier League announcing that it's disqualified Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich from running the Chelsea club. This coming after Abramovich was sanctioned by the British government over Russia's war on Ukraine. The ban does not affect the team's ability to train or to play its matches. The Russian oligarch has owned the West London club since 2003.
Fox's Paul Stevens. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Winter storm warnings hitting parts of the U.S.
A lot going on. Obviously, all attention overseas, but here across parts of the U.S., really cold temperatures. We've had temps that have felt solidly like spring, making us think it's spring. Not the case. 7 degrees in Kansas City this morning. We were in the 60s a week ago in the morning hours. Cold air settled in along with that. This storm is bringing winter storm warnings.
Fox News chief meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, the National Weather Service, saying 7 to 10 inches of snow could fall in northern areas of Pennsylvania and New York, with winds gusting as high as 45 miles per hour. Saudi Arabia carries out the largest mass execution in its modern history, the kingdom putting 81 people to death Saturday. The announcement from the state-run Saudi press agency says they included people convicted of various crimes, including the murdering of innocent men, women, and children. Statewide mask mandates end today on the West Coast.
No more masks for schools and most public spaces in Washington, Oregon, and California. Those joint decisions based on declining COVID case rates and hospitalizations across the West.
I think it's exciting. It's like getting back to normal again, going back to concerts and just being able to see people's faces.
She's in Portland, Oregon, where like in Washington to the north and California to the south, masks are now only recommended, allowing counties and schools to still decide, with some school districts, like the one in Los Angeles, not ready to take masks off, even as other districts have already ditched forced masking in defiance of state orders. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Hawaii is the only state left with a statewide mask mandate. Musher Brent Sass maintaining his lead in the Iditarod Trail sled dog race. Sass and his team of dogs were the first to reach the checkpoint in Kaltag, located 629 miles into the nearly 1,000-mile trek across the Alaska wilderness. The Iditarod started March 6th north of Anchorage for 49 mushers. The winner is expected to cross the finish line in Nome early to midweek. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.